Family planning as a human right was declared 50 years ago at the International Conference on Human Rights in Tehran, where it was determined that it was decided that parents have the basic human right to decide freely and responsibly the number and spacing of their children. So, in other words, they wanted families, couples, to decide for themselves how many children they would want and how long they would take to space their children. And that is why, you know, it's a basic human right, and it's important for the World Population Day, which is celebrated every year on the 11th of July, because families and fertility really determine the population in terms of, you know, numbers, in terms of how populations are healthy, or whether the children are going to survive or not. And so this is why this is important on World Population Day.
Mm. And, you know, family planning in other communities, they are not accepted. And also maybe here I can say here in South Sudan. So can you tell us exactly where the country stands in terms of contraceptive use and what are the key issues that affect the acceptance of the family planning among the population?
So before I go into the question of acceptance of family planning, let me just expound on the issue of rights. Family planning as a right also looks at issues of equity. So we don't want to leave anybody behind in terms of unmarried adolescents who need to go back to school. We don't want them to get pregnant and, you know, drop out of school. And so it is important for them to protect themselves, and they have that right to protect themselves. Also, family planning and the contraceptives has to be available and accessible to all the users who need them. And that's why it's a right. Mm. Also, the issue of provider bias, that no provider should be biased or discriminate against anybody, whether you are disabled, whether you are a young person, whether you are a mother, irrespective of your religion, you have the right to decide, you know, how you want to plan your family, what method you want to use, and therefore that right comes in. So that is why it's a basic human right.
Mm.
The issues of confidentiality and respect for the client also come in terms of rights. So these are the rights that we are talking about when we talk about family planning as a basic human right.
Mm.
And that costs, they should be affordable to all that want to use them, those who want to plan their families. Now, going back to your question, family planning in South Sudan is very low compared to other countries in the region and truly all over the world. It has among the lowest use of family planning contraceptives.
Mm.
It is, of all methods used, only 4.5% of women of reproductive age are using any method of family planning.
Mm.
And if you look at the modern methods, it's only under 2% that are using. That is very, very low. And that is why we have such a high fertility rate.
Mm.
Women are having at least 7 children. Every woman is having at least seven children in their lifetime.
Mm.
And that is very high. So use is still very low. Some of the reasons for the low use of contraceptives in South Sudan, for me, the first reason is really lack of information on the benefits of family planning.
Mm.
Most families, couples, women, children, and men are not aware of the benefits of family planning. If you use family planning, you have time for your children. You can space them.
Mm.
Both the mother and the child thrive because you give time for the child to grow before you have another one. The mother recovers from childbirth and so is healthier. You have less mouths to feed, so you can save a little. You can send your children to school, but if you have many children and consecutively, then you have this serious issue. So one is lack of information on the benefits of family planning. The second is the social cultural norms. Our cultures believe in large families. You must have many children. It's a status symbol. Even if you cannot feed them, you cannot take them to school, they are not healthy, but you have many children. So these social cultural barriers are there. The status of women, in general. Some cultures believe that it's the responsibility and the role of a woman is just to give birth.
Mm.
And so you have many children and therefore you are not allowed to plan. There are also religious barriers. You know, some religions do not allow use of family planning. The others is just access. People do not have access to these services. Sometimes the costs are involved. And so there are so many factors that lead to non-use of contraceptive in South Sudan. And UNFPA is working to make sure that we change this by, you know, raising awareness and education on the benefits of family planning, working with partners. We are also procuring contraceptives for South Sudan. We are the largest agency. In fact, we procure 100% of all contraceptives for the public sector in South Sudan. So we are working with partners to change.